Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. Our next guests have spent years going out of their way. That's because Jonathan and Jennifer Reald's goal has been to travel to all of America's counties in the lower 48 states. There are 3,108 of them. There are 83 here in Michigan alone. That is not a journey accomplished by spending a lot of time on interstate highways. The Reals are both graduates of Michigan Technological University in Hancock. Both prefer the roads less traveled, and they've said it's not a trip until you've driven on a dirt road. Their odyssey began 9 years ago. Yesterday, I asked Jonathan Reel how it got started.
Well, I guess it started in college when I just started traveling, and I had met Jennifer in 2005, and she was from Texas, so she hadn't been to much of the Northeast, so we started traveling a lot around New England area. We were in upstate New York at college, so we'd go over to Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, things like that. And it just kind of started organically there in the sense that we weren't trying to finish anything at the time. We were just trying to travel and get experiences.
And I take it you plan your travel with something other than efficiency in mind. So if you knew you had to drive from Houghton, Michigan, where you used to live, to, say, Little Rock, Arkansas, how did you go about creating your route?
Well, you know, as the years progressed, it got a little bit more, calculated in the route planning. Once we realized it was something that we wanted to do, what I would start to do is use various online mapping systems, and it changed over the years based on the quality of the system. So you'd have Google Maps is one that a lot of people use now, and it works pretty well. It doesn't have county lines on it by default, but you can work and kind of supplement it with some other mapping systems. I also used a mapping tool called ArcGIS, and there I could create and maintain the county map. So I would kind of work between those, work with the different routes available, and also try to plot us through as many possible new counties as we could get in the time frame that we had. So there was a fair amount of planning involved in the trips.
Jennifer, what kinds of discoveries did you most enjoy on these sojourns? Was it the scenery or history or nature?
I do like nature a lot, so it was a lot of fun for me to be able to explore a lot of different parks and natural areas, whether they were in more urban settings or more rural settings. That was a major draw for the traveling for me. I think secondarily, this is kind of an overall trend that we both noticed, is just having stereotypes of areas that I had previously be kind of, broken by actually going to those places. So one good example of that is we were driving through Iowa, and like most people think it's mostly just cornfields, and the part that we were driving through was on the northeastern part of the state, and there were just all these really nice bluffs and forested areas because you're river valley. So that was something that I didn't expect to find in that state.
You dodged some freaky weather too, dust storms, tornadoes, I understand. What was the most intense weather moment?
There's probably quite a few. I guess one major one in the U.S. was we were driving through Oklahoma and noticed there was a pretty severe storm brewing behind us, and we basically decided we were going to, instead of stopping to eat, which we were originally going to do, we just kept going because we didn't want to stay in that weather because it looked kind of tornadic to me. Turned out later on the news, they actually did have like several tornadoes touch down in that area in Oklahoma, like literally right after we left the area. So that was a pretty close call.
Jonathan and Jennifer Reel are both recent graduates of Michigan Tech University in Houghton. This year they finished their goal of visiting every county in the lower 48 states. John, what was your most memorable encounter with an animal?
So in northern Wisconsin, we encountered some elk in this elk range along one of the highways there, and we actually narrowly missed hitting a herd of elk. It was at night, and it was difficult to see, and they did have elk detection, but this detection wasn't flashing, so we didn't expect them, but we did actually, Jen helped me by seeing them, and we narrowly missed those. We've also been involved with bison a fair amount. One of the more memorable ones was up in Northwest Territories, Canada, on a dirt road. We were trying to get to our campsite, and they were taking a nap in the middle of the road, so we had to wait, you know, I guess it was 20 minutes, whatever it was, kind of nudged them along. Finally, one of them got up and started getting the rest of the herd to move a little bit, just enough to get our car through to get to our campsite.
Did you video much? Did you take many pictures?
Sure. I mean, probably took more pictures than we did videos, although we did a few videos when we had some really crazy, say, snow driving and stuff. The number of pictures we took probably is not nearly as many as most people take on vacations, because we tend to, I guess we live kind of in the moment and we enjoy what we're doing, and sometimes we forget. I wouldn't say it was the main objective.
Did you log many details of your odyssey? I mean, is there an Excel spreadsheet somewhere with the times that you entered and exited every county, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's something that John maintains using that ARC map software he was talking about earlier, because you can basically store Excel tables with information and you can add additional information. So he usually puts in that information on there, yeah. Trip we complete.
What was it like crossing the county line into county number 3,108?
It was actually a lot of fun. It was particularly cool too, because we that last county we did was an island, actually, so you had to take a ferry to get to it. So
where was that?
It was Nantucket Island, which the county is Nantucket County. It's in
Sure.
And part of the reason those ended up being the last few we did, that one and then Martha's Vineyard, which is Dukes County, is because it's kind of expensive to take a car over there by ferry, so we were kind of saving it for last. But it was actually a lot of fun. We kind of made a mini trip out of it, and we brought both my mother and John's mother and father with us, so they got to kind of experience it with us.
As impressive as your feat is, it's all the more so considering it was done with the same car, which you are still driving. Tell us about the appropriately named Dodge Intrepid.
Sure. This car is, you know, most people, you tell them how many miles you've done. We're up to 572,000 now and counting. And you tell them you've done it with a single engine, and they say, oh, it's got to be a Toyota or some reliable car. And you tell them it's a Dodge, and they start laughing or making jokes about the series Married with Children, where Al Bundy had a Dodge that went a million miles, you know. So they make jokes like that. But luckily, the engine that I got in mind was a 3.2-liter engine, which was actually a really good design, better than their base model. So I bought it used, or I guess my parents helped me buy it used in high school. And it was my first car in 2002. It had 70,000 miles on it then, and we've driven it ever since through many, many more miles than anyone ever expected we would.
Did you hyper-maintain it?
I wouldn't say so. I think we definitely, I guess when I first had it, I took it to regular oil changes and did that sort of stuff. Obviously kept the brakes in somewhat working order all the time. There's been a couple times where it could have been better. I wouldn't say I maintain it meticulously like some people would with their classic cars, for a say, but I also don't neglect it.
I understand you're not stopping at 48. What's the plan for Hawaii?
So we kind of know like how much it would cost us and what kind of time frame it would take. And we're also working on Canada still, too. We've gone through quite a few counties in Canada.
Okay.
Right now, we'd have to do one to Hawaii and two more to Alaska to finish.
Well, Jonathan and Jennifer Reel are both recent graduates of Michigan Technological University in Houghton. And this year, they also finished their goal of visiting every county in the contiguous 48 states of the U.S. Thanks very much for joining us. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. That's the best. Get your kicks.